Lovely little Catatonia there, look. Road Rage. Just see, I'm going all Welsh. I'm Xanthi Behrman. This is Phoenix 98 FM. And I am now joined by Paul Golder, who has been to the weekly council briefing with Barry Aspinall. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Xanthi. How are you?
I'm really, really good, thank you. Good. How'd it go?
Good to have you on daytimes again. This is only a temporary thing, but good to have you on daytimes. Of course, we miss Michelle as well. Should point that out, otherwise she'll get very upset. Okay. Every week I go to the town hall to meet Councillor Barry Aspinall, who's a leader of the ruling group on Brentwood Borough Council, the Brentwood Accord, and he talks about all the good things that the council are doing or hoping to do. And this is part of the way of holding the council to account, of course, because once I've come on the radio and said it, then he has to do it. So it's all good stuff. Not so much this week, actually. Not so much. It's just a couple of points. The main point is that Barry Aspinall, with a couple of the other members from the council, they went to County Hall, Essex County Council in Chelmsford, to talk about Brentwood's pothole initiative, which we talked about in previous weeks. And it's the age-old problem of making sure that the roads are fine and not full of potholes, which inevitably happens every winter when the roads crack due to the weather and so on. And they met up with Rodney Bowes, who's the councillor at Essex County Council, is responsible for highways. Now, Barry wants to repair all the roads in Brentwood that the council, that the county council hasn't prioritised. So you've got Brentwood Council who want to repair the roads, but it's not their job, and you've got Essex County Council is their job, and it's often Brentwood Council who, you know, whether it's the Lib Dems or the Tories in charge, they're the ones who often get the stick for the roads, even though it's nothing to do with them. So obviously they want to make sure that the roads are fine, so that they can, they don't get this, you know, so the roads are good. I suppose that's a good thing for anyone to want. Now, he doesn't want to repeat the last few winters as well, because the roads have been atrocious. Really all over bad. Essex, all over the UK, they have been cracked like mad. Now, Essex County Council have agreed, they've actually identified 100 roads in Essex which are absolutely terrible, and they're a priority job, and Brentwood has about 10 of those. We're going to try and dig them out. They're hidden away on the Essex County Council website, so we're going to try and look for those and let people know what they are, put them on our website. If we can find them, of course. In addition to that, Essex County Council have agreed that 50 more roads in Brentwood will be upgraded to pristine condition. So we're not just talking about the potholes being filled in, we're talking about all the road surfaces being replaced rather than just the potholes being filled in, the curbs being reset and realigned if that's required, the pavements being removed and renewed if that's required, road signs, you know, street signs, the name of the road being replaced if they're old and decrepit, and lights being replaced if needed as well. Now, all of this is due to be completed by May 2015.
Okay.
Just going to stop and stroke my chin here. I think there's an election May 2015, isn't it? Everybody wants the roads perfect.
Trouble is, the road, they'll do that, and we'll all be pleased that the roads are done, but then there'll be loads of road works, and then we'll all be moaning about the traffic problems.
We sure will, yeah. Don't think there's an answer to that.
No, there isn't, is there?
Got it spot on. Everyone's going to be moaning that they can't drive about on the roads that are being fixed for their benefit, us included. Yeah. Anyway, you know, this is all going ahead now. The Brentwood itself, as a council, I've been told by Barry, hasn't had a strategic input into the whole road policy in Essex for the last few years. And Councillor Bass has asked Barry if Brentwood Borough Council would consider re-engaging with Essex County Council on this strategic level, and he wants to get Brentwood together with Maldon and Chelmsford councils to form something called the Heart of Essex. So this is a new place, Heart of Essex, Brentwood, Chelmsford and Maldon. And Brentwood Borough Council, Barry has agreed. So this is, in his words, the first time in years that Brentwood has had a role and an input into all the highway matters. And we're talking about things like Essex County Council changing the QE2 bridge. I don't know how they can change it, but if there was something that needed to be done, like closures, and if there was a new airport suddenly appear between Colchester and Chelmsford, then Brentwood would have input into all these things.
Okay,
as well,
that's a good thing.
It puts Brentwood back at the top table, and Essex County Council are very pleased, and Brentwood are as well. It's more power to get roads fixed in Brentwood, which is the initial priority.
Great.
Now, Brentwood have asked if they can pay to put the lights back on, because this was mooted a little while. As you know, the lights get switched off at midnight now.
Yes.
And Essex County Council came up with a price, how much it would cost each light, each street and so on, to give an idea of how much they're saving. And Brentwood have asked, can we pay to put them on? And of course, not everybody wants them back on. Some people think it's great that the lights are off. They can see the stars up in the sky for the first time in years, that kind of thing. Mm. Bit of peace and tranquility. But of course, there are other places that absolutely do need the lights put on for safety, with you know, recent crimes happening, which we're not going to talk about, but Brentwood has had more than its fair share of nasty things going on.
Absolutely.
And, I think everyone knows about that. Now, Essex County Council declined. They didn't want to get a position where some councils could afford to put the lights back on, and they had it back on, and some councils couldn't afford it, and they had to sit in darkness, and it does create a bit of a two-tier thing going, which I think Essex County Council want to avoid. Could switch all the lights back on, and then they wouldn't have that. But
why can't you just can you not switch them on in specific areas? Is that all getting too complicated?
Well, we'll come on to that, because I think there could be a little bit of good news for prioritising. Brentwood actually asked if they could trial LED lights as well, which I think we talked about this a little while ago. Wigan Council saves an absolute fortune by replacing all their lights with LEDs, which is much cheaper to run. And Essex said no, but they will consider Brentwood having a trial run of LEDs with Harlow. So it sounds like, no, you can't do it, but we'll steal your idea, and then you can do it, and then we'll get the benefit for that. So the credit. So, but the good news that has come out of it is that Essex County Council did say that if single street lights can be identified as being protecting dangerous areas, like they're in front of alleys and places that are very dark that people will use after midnight, that kind of thing, they have assured Brentwood these lights will go back on. So some of the lights that have been switched off are going to go back on if it's been identified that they're going to, it's going to be causing a safety issue.
What, so literally single lights?
It could be, yeah. I don't think you can... Here's a list of single lights. I don't think you can do this. Here's a list of single lights and you list every light in the borough. But certainly ones where you've got a concern, where there's a reason to be concerned. You know, on a quiet rural road where there's nobody walking at night, you couldn't really argue that. But, you know, in a residential area, on an estate. And to that end, in Pilgrim's Hatch, they're undertaking an audit of the entire area to see which lights could fall under that category, and they're going to see if they can get some lights switched on at Pilgrim Hatch. There will be some other areas as well, but that's good news, because it's a softening of the rule that all the lights have to go out, and that's obviously caused some people a great amount of joy and other people a great amount of distress.
Sure.
And Essex County Council have assured Brentwood that they're going to address that. Barry would like to see these as LEDs as well. Might as well get them with the good energy saving lights to start with. But he was upbeat about it. He said it was the best, most successful meeting he's had with Essex County Council for many a year, were his words. So
lovely.
Good news, I suppose. You know, good news. Let's see it all happen now. Let's see the roads repaired. Let's see some lights switched on. And then everyone can get their votes at the next election. I think that's how it works. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just one other thing that came up in the meeting as well, because there's a lot of work in progress. We've talked a lot on previous weeks about things that the Brentwood Accords are putting forward. There's currently a consultation, as you know, on William Hunter Way, and that has been extended due to the unprecedented response. It was actually meant to be ending in about 12 days' time, I think, about middle of October, and they're now going to extend it to the end of October. They've had over 2,000 replies, which is brilliant, and they haven't looked at them yet. I did ask the question if they've looked at them to see if there's any steers as to what they might do with William Hunter Way, and they said no, they didn't want to do that until the end, but they have looked to see where the replies have been coming from, and apparently they have been coming from every corner, every postcode of the borough. So there's been a massive response from all areas of Brentwood, which is great. Because,
fantastic, yeah.
And they did say the worst thing that can happen is that there's two proposals and they're 50-50 split.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing. Someone's going to have to toss a coin. But but it's good to see that people are being asked what to do with it, and then hopefully something can be implemented. And is their intention to do something again before the next election to put something in place so that William Hunter Way, we can do something with it?
Brilliant.
Not just have it as this big hole in the ground.
Yes.
Costs a lot of money. So good news, really.
Yeah,
and that was a good news from Barry this week, and hopefully next week there'll be some more news about how the council's proceeding.
And in the meantime, you're going to look up these roads with all the potholes in, are you?
Yeah, it could be a long afternoon. Yeah. So we'll find them.
Have fun.
We'll let you know.
Thank you very much, Paul Golder.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.